For two views on the prospect of a John Bolton ambassadorship to the UN, we're joined by two people who represented different administrations there. First, Nancy Soderberg. She was an alternate U.S. representative to the UN during the Clinton administration. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And also Kenneth Edelman, who was deputy permanent representative to the UN in the Reagan administration. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask you both, as you listen to the testimony today, if you heard a man who's committed to the success of the United Nations, in John Bolton's words, or did you hear a man who has belittled and undermined the authority of the United Nations, as his critics would say? Kenneth Edelman, let's start with you.
Well, I think that the United Nations is a beautiful idea. It's just when you get up close and personal, it doesn't seem so beautiful. And I think that John Bolton is somebody who has cared about the United Nations and somebody who can improve the thing. And he knows that, it should be made from a beautiful idea to a beautiful institution. It has a long way to go.
Nancy Soderberg?
Well, I think you're hearing the words of a man who very much wants this job, and whether he's really changing his stripes, it remains to be seen. I think the job has been downgraded so that it's really more of a public relations job and not a policy job. So the key decisions are going to be whether the Bush administration is fully changing its policies, and there are signs that they may be doing so. So it could work out in the long run, but by appointing John Bolton, the Bush administration made their job at the UN a lot harder.
Now, when you say made their job harder, both of you worked in this organization. What kind of reception would you expect John Bolton to receive there?
Well, he represents the United States, so they will be respectful, but the collective angst at the United Nations these days is palpable. The UN is in drastic need of reform, and you have a Secretary General who needs a partner in the United States to move that forward. Now, if Bolton rolls up his sleeves and has realistic policies to try and change the UN as opposed to being a bull in a china shop, which is what he's been doing for the last 10 years, if he really does shift that and the U.S. takes the lead in trying to help push real reforms through, then they can make dramatic progress. And he certainly will have a voice on Capitol Hill, where he has great support.
Kenneth Edelman, would you expect that tempers would be rubbed raw by a man with John Bolton's temperament?
No, I think other ambassadors at the UN should realize that he's plugged into this administration, that it shows, his appointment shows, that the president takes the UN seriously. The easiest thing would have been to appoint somebody who was either irrelevant to the administration or out of favor with the administration and treat it like sending somebody to Siberia. But having John Bolton, who thinks very much along the lines of the President of the United States, I think is a sign that the President takes the UN seriously.
When John Bolton talks, as he does, about reform at the United Nations, I mean, this is not an alien concept. The UN itself is looking at ways of reform. How do you interpret what it is that John Bolton would want to do, and are those reforms that his counterparts there would agree to?
Well, I think number one is stop the scandal so that the Secretary General of the UN and the Secretariat doesn't rip off $20 billion that was supposed to go for food among Iraqis as part of the oil for food scandal. Number two is stop the nepotism that has been a hallmark of the UN for all too long. Number three, cut down the humongous and inefficient bureaucracy right there. And
if you stop, those are all things that the Secretary General himself is trying to do. The question really is not whether you want to stop those obvious things that need to be stopped. The question is, will the administration begin to really get in there and try and make the reform agenda happen, not just by standing on the sidelines and throwing pot shots at the United Nations? Can the U.S. get in there and try and do it? We're trying to reform and change the Human Rights Commission and move it to New York into a realistic body where the human rights abusers are not on it. We're trying to get the world to develop a coalition against arms proliferation and terrorism, and that means getting involved and dealing with some of these conventions that John Bolton has spent the last 4 years dismantling: chemical weapons, biological convention weapons, all those scary things that might one day get to terrorist hands. Now, this is a man who's not lived in the 21st century post-Cold War, post-terrorism, post-9/11 world in a way that we're going to have partners in here. As a superpower, we cannot bear the burden alone, and as frustrating as the UN can at times be, it is an essential partner in trying to have others bear the burden of the superpower, particularly after 9/11.
And Kenneth Edelman, I trust you would take issue with Nancy Soderberg's characterization of John Bolton's record on arms control and proliferation issues.
Yeah, I think that he has made a very realistic view of what is possible by treaties and what is possible beyond treaties. And I think in a dangerous world where we have weapons of mass destruction in the worst hands in the world, you have to take some steps that realizing that some of these partners aren't playing by Queensberry's rules. I think that Bolton has been very effective in looking at proliferation and organizing a very wonderful program to stop proliferators on the high seas. He has been spearheading that. So I would think that the president shows that he cares about the UN. He's going to pay attention to it by having John Bolton up there.
There were some tough questions from both sides today, but I wonder whether you think the Republicans have the votes. Do they have all the votes they need in this committee to confirm John Bolton?
I think they do. I think they'll give him a hard time trying to make a point that this is not the appointment that a large number of members, not just of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, but of the Senate as well. He will be one of the least supported nominees, but I think he will be confirmed. They'll drag it out for a while just to make the point, but I think ultimately he will be.
Kenneth Edelman?
I think he will be, and I think he should be. I think he has done a wonderful job, and he'd do a great job at the United Nations, and he'd show that the president takes it seriously.
Well, Kenneth Edelman and Nancy Soderberg, thanks to you both.
My pleasure.
Bye now.
Kenneth Edelman was deputy permanent representative to the UN in the Reagan administration. He's now a member of the Pentagon's Defense Policy Board. Nancy Soderberg was an alternate U.S. representative to the UN during the Clinton administration. She's now vice president for the International Crisis Group.